so says the songwriter, and I believe those words. Beautiful piece of music released some years back, 1977, released right there by Bill Withers. And that's called A Lovely Day, and that's from that. I was just looking at that song, and I'm like, I miss the old school R&B. Not old school R&B, I just miss the feel of real R&B back in the day. And I don't know. If anyone feels the same way too, man, let me see your hands up right now. If you're driving, don't do that. Don't do that. But if you're not, you can join. Anyways, for those who are just joining us on the show today, we are live on WhatsApp Lagos, Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info, kickstarting with a piece of music on a Good Friday. I'm not alone on the show. I've got my better half by my side. She is by my left. So, should I say my left-hand woman? Left-hand woman? Nah.
None is.
All right, great. Good to have you. How are you this morning, by the way?
I'm well. I'm fine. I'm excited. I don't know. I'm just happy. How are you two?
Yeah, I'm good. Not sure about how I feel totally emotionally, but I think I'm good. I'm ready. I'm happy. I know of that one.
Okay.
And with that piece of music, of course, I cannot not be happy.
Okay. It's Good Friday today.
Yep.
And a lot of people, in fact, first of all, I forgot that today was Good Friday. So on the road, I was like, where's everybody? Why is everyone so free? Then I realized today is actually public holiday.
That's right. I noticed that when the road was free too. And when I got to the office and it looked like everyone, where's everyone? You know, mm-hmm. I actually went around.
It's a public holiday. So that means a lot more people are home,
mm-hmm.
having a good time with family.
Yep.
And that's a good moment for us to bring to you Family Talk on WhatsApp Lagos.
That's right.
Don't you think so?
Absolutely. It's a good time to have that conversation around the family, mm-hmm. with a view to try to address some of the matters that, you know, matters arising, if you like, you know, that have stopped families from living to their full potential or getting the best out of life.
That's right.
You know, the society is made up of different families.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, absolutely. That's the composition of families.
Yeah.
Different families who make up the society.
That's right.
And so, you know, if you want to address issues, national issues, you want to address societal issues, well, you've got to start from the family, because we all are connected to one family.
That's right. You know, when you say family is the smallest unit, yet the biggest.
Yep.
And that's because, you know, like you said, the society consists of families.
That's right.
Different family. We all came from, I don't know that individual that, you know, did not come from a family.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But, you know, but some people get a fail to understand that, and they act like they just fell from the sky. Maybe life experiences. You know, sometimes you go, you experience, you go, say, man,
you're alone.
Is that our family?
But it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. That's why we have conversations like this. That's why the Family Talk is existing, so that we can strengthen the, what do we call it now? The family system.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, because that's where everything starts from.
Or it's a place where you can air your views regarding your personal experience with family issues. And we guide you with our daily topics. And today we have yet another lighthearted but very, you know, I don't want us to take it seriously because it's a Friday, by the way. But it's going to be very, very, it's like a follow-up to our yesterday's conversation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to, I think, Lara.
Yes.
She specifically mentioned that we have a topic like this. And then we thought, okay, this will make a lot of sense for today's topic. And mm-hmm. so we're here bringing you that conversation in just a moment. But we want to first of all hear, how are you doing?
Yep.
How is it in your area, in your lungo?
Boni.
You know, is everywhere solemn and quiet? Or is it tensed up?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to spend your Easter holiday? We have already packed out. I've packed my property. My bags and baggages. We're leaving Collins behind and we are moving.
Yeah, man.
You're going to miss us, right?
Yeah, I'll miss you. I'll miss you a lot. I'll miss you guys a lot. But, you know, before we get into that, Lagos, how you doing? How you planning? Why you want to change my mood now? Anyways, how you doing? I want to presume that we are streaming live on socials. Let me confirm that that's happening. It's a holiday. Not sure if, you know, that's happening. If you're streaming live, you can join the conversation on our socials, Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's the Facebook handle and address that you can stream us live. Just needed to mention that.
Okay.
So, how are you doing, oh, my neighbor?
How are you
doing this morning?
Yeah. Hoping that you're doing great.
That's right. You have numbers to call before we get into our gist. And for calls, it's 0700-993-993-993. That's for everybody. 0700 or 0700-993-993-993. Three places, guys. That's a number to call.
All right. And if you're a woman, do call 01465-7190.
That's right. And if you like to send a WhatsApp message, it's 0809-597-5805. That's the magic number for WhatsApp messages.
All right, we want to hear from you this morning. Remember, it's a tradition. It's a ritual.
Yep.
You have to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Yep.
And then, as usual, we'll be right here to scream just a life right back at you.
Absolutely. And, I mean, sustaining as long as you can. Kunle gave us one of the longest What's Up Lagos
yesterday.
He's
a record breaker.
Kunle, Kunle. And if you've been calling, guys, I always like to do this because a lot of people try to call the radio station every morning. Some would say, "I've been calling for months. I've been trying to call you guys. You're not picking my call," and stuff like that. We don't choose the calls to pick. If I had a way, we'll pick every single call. So if you've called this week and you're a regular caller, all right, you might just want to bunkly for a bit. Bunkly for a bit. You know, like, stay put for a bit. All right? Grab a seat, sit down, and listen to others. So we'd like you for you to just wait. Allow those who have been trying to call. Because the tendency, if you've been calling regularly, there's the probability of your call being picked. Because even before we mentioned the number, you started dialing the numbers, all right? So just step back. Our regular guys, Kunle, Chris, who else again? Nyanye, Until Yibo. A lot of people that regular callers. Bunkby. All right, let those who have been trying to call reach us first. You have the time. We have 2 hours to be here together. You're saying you have a time to call.
It's a while I heard from Nebuka the talk.
Nebuka.
I hope he is fine anyway.
Hey, Books. How are you? Hope you're doing fine. Doesn't look like we're streaming yet. I hope that is fixed as soon as possible. All right, 0700-993-993-993.
All right, and if you're a woman, 01465-7190.
All right, I didn't mention the Twitter. It's at Nigeria Info FM. At Nigeria Info FM, that's the Twitter. So what's happening in your Lungu?
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. It's been a very big pleasure to meet you guys. I am an ardent listener. In fact, every day, wow, while at work, in school, I always glue to this station. In fact, you guys are just too much.
Thank you.
Thank fact, you so much.
I can't believe that I'm listening to, I'm chatting, I'm talking to the two techers. You know? I'm feeling you guys.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you guys. You guys are doing a very great job, man.
Thank you so much.
I'm so surprised I can't even reach station. I've always been trying every day. There's no day I don't try this station.
Yeah.
To call you.
You made it.
You guys, man.
You made it.
Enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy the holiday. Keep listening to the show, right?
Yes. So I want to say something about what's happening in my area.
Oh,
let's talk.
Great.
Let's go.
In my area, I reside at Ijesha. I am Suleri, suburb of Suleri, Ijesha. Ogulano side, okay. Kosoko precisely.
Okay.
For some times now, we don't have power. Fat. It becomes so much. The heat everywhere is intense. For almost like a week now, since last week, no light. I don't know what's happening to the power sector. I just don't know. And these guys just came, collected our money, disconnected, collected reconnection fee, and they just left us like that.
And nobody asked anything.
Like,
what's going
on?
Nobody's saying anything as to, you know, there's no light and these are the reasons.
In fact, it will be even to even crown it all, it's almost everywhere. I go, first start, almost in the evening when you go to all the filling stations, it's as if it's about the scarcity. Mm. Everybody's just buying fuel.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere is too hot. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. But I just pray that they can do something. I mean, this is Good Friday. Yeah. Easter season, we need to celebrate with light, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
Nice meeting you guys. My name is Chuks Akwamuza. Have a nice day.
Chuks Akwamuza, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, I love the energy. You see, this matter has been on for days. I heard different. I had to investigate in some areas what is going on. No power. I saw queues of filling stations, you know, buying for. In fact, I actually have plans out of, you know, before Power Solutions on Monday that will talk about your power experience, like you and your gen. Let's talk about you and your gen, your generator, you and your gen. You know, we'll talk about all the stories about you and your generator and the experiences with those who service it and destroy your gen, the number of gens you've bought. And if I want to ask you that you're not tired of that. But we'll talk about that on Monday. But right now, I heard that some people have not had lights, electricity in major areas, especially along Ajah and its environs. I heard that lights, electricity has been, it's been a blackout for days, if not weeks now.
Yeah.
And I heard that there's a fire outbreak along Ado Road that also, I heard, that contributed to the power situation. I've heard different things. So people are saying, hey, there's one company that they are doing something for them. That's why there's no light. You know, all this one's not confirmed. But please, what is painful is the fact that these distribution companies should take it upon themselves. Guys, you cannot just not explain to people why there's no electricity. You cannot. No, you cannot. We cannot just get used to what's not right. There's so many things we've gotten used to. These people are our customers, who are crying out loud. Even if it's an SMS explaining to them, we can't just wake up and be hopeful. Have they brought the light? What are they saying? What are they saying? When is it going to come? It's not nice. It's unfair. And someone says that, well, you're going to also bring bill and all that. It's unfair. How about those who are on prepaid? I mean, no excuse, no apologies, no messages, nothing. No, that's unfair. That's just my own thoughts. And if you still have the power situation in your neighborhood, tell us for how many days that has happened. But please, I don't want to... They are not here, you see, in this place right now, where we are right now. Those who are going to fix the light are not here, but they are listening. So when you talk with the aim of letting them listen and not, you know, necessarily, you know, anything else. What's up, Lagos? Oh, my, oh, my.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, let me do it like you. Yes, just alive.
Welcome,
Collins. Hello, Collins.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Sunday on the line from Bariga.
Welcome, Sunday. It's been a while.
Yes, because you said I shouldn't try it. I should give gap. That's why I have to give you 3 months gap before I come up to...
That's great. Thank you.
So I separate my sister, Andrea. How are you? Hello. Oh, I think the line is bad. Oh. Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Wow, Sunday.
Good morning.
If you can call back, appreciate Sunday. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Shola from Bariga.
Hi, Shola. How are you today?
Yes, Shola.
Great. Good to hear from you. How's Bariga this morning, by the way?
Yeah, Bariga is fine, but I just want to use this opportunity to say thank you to the power holding.
Okay.
In my area, they are crying.
Oh.
They are crying.
Okay, great to know.
So that means you have light in your area?
Table.
Hmm. Okay, great. At least some commendation on that side. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
All right.
Mm-hmm. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We're going to break in the next few minutes, let's say 5 minutes from now. And when we come back, we'll establish our gist today on the Family Talk. And we'll let you know what the conversation is. But remember, it's a follow-up of what happened yesterday. Now, there were some amazing moments captured on yesterday's show that sometimes I just like, sometimes you just want to come back and play some of those moments. Some of the contributions from some of our callers are always amazing. Sometimes you go back and view these streams and view these shows and you just get inspired in many ways. Sometimes you laugh, sir. Sometimes you have fun. And I must say thank you to all those who contribute to the show one way or the other. Let's get back to the calls now for more information about your neighborhood.
Hello.
Oh, what's up, Lagos?
What's up to you? Just alive. How you doing? Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Oh, I'm Bibi. I'm calling from Aja Agri, actually. I'm on the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, it's just about this electricity thing. It's horrible. It is very, very horrible. That, you know, sometimes I wonder what the matter is. That, you know, okay, just like Colin said, they will not even dare. They will not care to say to the customers, we're sorry. This is the reason why you have not had light.
Abi?
This is the end of the second week running. I say the end of second week running, and now they have not brought light from this this Agri Shongotedo area.
Wow.
Second week running. That's almost 2 weeks.
Have you, and no word from them, nothing.
Nothing. It's only when somebody goes to their office, and then if the person sees anybody to talk to say what is the matter, what's happening, they may start explaining. My neighbor told me they said something happened at Aja, without even knowing what exactly happened at Aja.
Wow.
You know, so it's so sad. You know, where it pains me is, you know, these guys, they are like people selling things. That's what I regard it as. I am paying my money. I'm buying this electricity with my money, spending it.
Yeah.
So if a seller is selling something, the seller sells and makes money when a buyer buys.
Yes.
And when the buyer doesn't buy, the seller doesn't make money.
That's right.
And that means if there's anything wrong, anything that can make the seller not to sell, he will make every effort to quickly repair, to quickly make sure that he starts selling his things and start making money.
Yes.
No, but in this case, it doesn't happen. I think what happens is, at the end of the day, it's the people of estimated bill that will pay it. Because For prepaid meter holders, I mean, you pay what you use.
You use, that's right.
But at the end of the day, these guys, they are not in a hurry to repair anything. They are not in a hurry to bring back the license so that they can sell and make their money. No.
All right.
I believe that. I mean, that is my own thinking, my own personal belief.
Yes, but what would you rather them?
We'll go to estimated bill and estimate whatever we like.
All right.
And they will pay. If they don't pay, we cut their light and they will pay for the connection. What nonsense.
Thank you.
We feel
your pain. Just count down. So the appeal here is for them to address the matter. And they should also have customer care, service strengthened. They should talk to people and let them know what the problem is whenever there's a problem.
It's so sad. One thing, if this is just one matter, this is just one issue.
There are many.
Talk of the compounded problems of this country.
That's right.
It is.
So it's a good Friday. I don't want you to spoil your Friday. Nobody today nepa the carry lights. Free them. You understand? Don't let them steal your joy, okay? Make sure you're having fun. You know, the people around you need you to be happy. Don't let them. They are laughing where they are now and say, nothing. Or maybe just saying, don't let them spoil your day. You made your point, and we're happy that you made your point. I know they are listening. If you like, you should not do anything. God knows your address. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Keep the calm, guys. I know the pain. 2 weeks, no electricity. What's good about it, Friday? You know?
Ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Tom, welcome back to the radio show. 99.3 Nigeria Info, that's the station you're listening to. And we're live on the Family Talk. Yep. And we promise that after the break, we'll bring you a main talk for today. So far, so good. A lot of people have complained about different happenings in their neighborhood, electricity being at the forefront, right, Andrea?
That's right. And it's so appalling because I've been thinking, there's a private sector, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just like you owning a business and you don't even care how your customers, how your customers are doing or feeling about your services. You don't even care to reach out to them to know if, you know, their services are good or not. You don't even want to address the problem that your services have, you know, have caused or something like that. So it's actually it's a sad problem, trust me. And I don't even know where to start from. Anyways, moving on. Today's Family Talk is, I would say, a continuation of what we started yesterday or a follow-up of what we had yesterday. But we are trying to make it as lighthearted as possible because today's a Friday.
Yep, yep.
So we want to find out truly, truly who owns the home. I mean, we hear people say, the mom is the head of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The mom is the owner of the house.
Yeah.
And we've also heard people who would say, na woman get household. And some people would say, yalo nile. I've heard they usually say that in Yoruba. So some people actually are with the thought of, are from school of thought that they believe that women own the home. While some people would say, no, it is the man that owns the home. So today we want to hear from you, Lagos, Nigeria. Which side of the divide do you fall? Are you part of those who would say, no, now woman, she runs the home. She owns the home.
Mm-hmm.
Decisions cannot be made without the woman. You know, things cannot happen in the home without the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you the person who would say, no, the woman is subject to the man.
Like some of the contributions we had yesterday.
Right. So we want to hear from you this morning. And I'm sure that, we want to have like your experience, your interesting stories and, you know, your point of view as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Since the follow-up, let's just lay the foundation this way. See, Nigeria, like we all know, is the most populous country in Africa. With a geography as diverse as its people and the culture itself. And most Nigerian households consist of what are described, a mother, a father, children, and so on. So many even include grandparents, uncles,
aunties.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah, and in Nigeria, you might want to say, what is the size of family generally? So the sizes of family, would vary, depending on...
You can have stepmothers, you can have in-laws.
People can walk in, Even family, this is my brother. Your brother, is he your mommy's child? No.
We're from the same tribe.
Not the same tribe. Their house in our village is close to our house.
And it's my brother.
And things
it's
like that.
Family.
We're actually accommodated. That's something we should celebrate as a people, all right, that we can accommodate to a lot. Now, a family living in the urban area may have between, say, 3 to 5 children, while the rural area families would have as many as 7 or even 10 in some cases. So that gives you an idea of an average Nigerian family.
Wow. Now, talking about that, we're talking about, statistics, so to speak. A study shows that households in Nigeria are predominantly headed by men. That's 86%.
86?
Yeah. And less than 1 in 5, that is 17%, are headed by women. Female-headed households are more common in urban areas, and that's 19%, than in the rural areas, which is 15%.
Wow.
There is a significant... I want you to understand this, right? Look at the disparity between the people in the urban area and the rural area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're also saying that there is a significant variation by region.
Mm-hmm.
The proportion of household headed by female ranges from as low as 7% in the northeast to a high percent of 28 in the south.
So that means more south women are leading in their homes in
That's
the south.
That's right.
Okay. 28% of that. Wow.
Hmm.
Still not half of it. Now, there's been the traditional premise that men were the, you know, breadwinners of the family and women stayed at home, you know. Yeah, we know what the show is. Come on. Yeah, so I was saying that there's this traditional premise already that men are the breadwinners.
Yeah.
And the women are to stay at home. Mm-hmm. All right? And in the kitchen, so in quotes.
Yeah.
No, you
is
understand?
That house our room too?
Or, and, or, I mean, women would not pursue career. They're not allowed to pursue careers or, you know, build businesses for economic realities, you know. And that have meant that most families must rely on the men in that family to survive more. So that's exactly I mean one fact that we have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And you know, it is common for people to say that, oh, it is not anymore. It's not anymore. But looking at the statistics you just read right now, the statistics you just gave, that 83% of men predominantly run the home or lead, so to speak.
In some,
and about just 17% of women.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in the South, you said you have about 28% of women lead in their homes.
Yeah.
And in the North,
as low as 7%.
7% of women lead in the North. And of course, you know that that's the fact. That explains to you that there's maybe no argument of, oh, I've changed. Well, I've changed in mouth. It's mouth. Things have changed in mouth. In reality, things are still very much the way they've been.
That's right.
Maybe there's a bit of improvement. So that's just a point that needs to make.
I hope so. Now, this social phenomenon has financial, emotional and psychological implications for both men and women. Traditional role reversals can be disconcerting and can lead to frustration or resentment as an increased financial burden is placed on women on one hand and potentially bruised men ego and insecurities on the other. Now, I think this is trying to say that some people, I mean, those families that would say, let the woman be the one who runs the home, who has the financial capacity or ability and what have you, and then the man should stay at home and do, I don't know who puts all of these things. Now, this is saying that, you know, for some people, it bruises the ego of the man.
Yeah.
I don't know why that should be. But anyways, we're still bringing it back to you. We want to hear from you. Now, these that we just shared are statistics and some fact. And remember that we mentioned that in some areas and some regions, it's predominantly that men lead and rule and, you know, take charge of the home. While in some areas, just 28% of women.
Let's not forget the historical backings that we put into our introductory comments, that it was as a result of the fact that women were predominantly expected to be what? At home.
In the
while
kitchen.
The men are the breadwinners. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let me also make this fact clear. In recent time, Nigerian women are earning and contributing a significant part of the household income.
That's right.
Women's earnings have increased so significantly, with many women in top jobs in the corporate world, in the business, in government, and many are assuming the role of the primary and sometimes the sole earner in the home.
That's right.
So if the reason most men used to lead in the past used to be because they were the breadwinner, does that also suggest that where the woman is the breadwinner, so to speak, or earning more, she should be the leader? Well, that's one question. Hold it with left hand one side like that, Pam. And moving away from that, and what Andrea just said a while ago, I would try to describe that it's a bit emasculating and wrong to cut your spouse out of, you know, decision making just because you earn more.
More, yeah.
Ideally, major financial decisions about debts, savings, investments, and educating children that concern the family should be made what? Jointly.
That's right. I mean, it just from what you said, right? I'm sure there are a lot of people are still finding it difficult to say, oh, yeah, the woman should, you know, who owns the home, who is this, is that. Uh-huh. But for me, I don't think anybody owns the home.
Okay.
I think that it's a partnership.
All right.
There are responsibilities, right? Anybody can come through. Where there is a witness at one point, the woman, I mean, when it was a witness from the man, the woman should have the strength.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then when there's a weakness on the woman's part, the man has the strength too. So there's no, you know, there is a man and there's a woman. Mm-hmm. A woman is the head or the man is the head. This is what I think. It's
All right.
Partnership. Although, yes, in a coming together of people, a group of people or an institution or what have you, and then family is one, there is an automatic leader. There's someone that should lead. There's someone that should be in the forefront of things.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not necessarily mean that that person should be domineering, intimidating, or overpowering.
That's right. So that's why today on the show, as a continuation of our last conversation about communication in the family and in relation family relationships, we're asking you, we're looking at, you see, what's your opinion on who really heads the home?
Hmm.
You know, there's a question of who really heads the home.
Yeah.
Now, is it based on who is making more money or bringing in the paying the bills? Because that's what most men hold on to. Saying, I'm paying the bills in my house.
It's my money.
You know, or should it be based on who is actually doing the work? Who is making sure that they do the work? That's a question we're asking. We cannot wait to hear from you. I know.
I think that you should say that again. Is it by the who brings in the money? Who really owns the home now? Is it who brings the money? Is it who earns more financially?
Okay.
Or is it the person who actually does the home, the runs, the school runs, the home chores, the everything? Who really
runs,
owns the home,
or heads
the home, if you like?
0700 993 993 993, that's the number through which you can be a part of the broadcast this morning. And if you're also a lady out there, hello ladies, we love you.
All right, do call 01465-7190. We really do want to hear from you today.
And if you are going to send us a message via WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. The phone lines really are buzzing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
It's Noah, and I'm calling from Sirius.
Noah, there's a password, like, what's up, Lagos? It's a necessity.
Oh, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Noah. Thank you, Noah. How's your ark? Have you built the ark already? When is the storm coming?
I'll soon build it one day.
Okay, great. Let's talk.
I'm a first-time caller, though.
Oh, great. Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're talking about who really owns the home.
Yes.
I feel that you're actually right. I think it's a joint partnership.
All right.
Nobody should.
Anyway, you made your point, buttressing what Andrea mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
If you can call back, I really appreciate.
All right.
And there's someone that is screened the calls, so I appreciate you do that too. if not, let's just, get to rough it like this. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Top of the day to you. What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
The land of excellence.
Chest.
The headquarters of Odudua.
Chest alive. Holy Adam.
Holy are you.
What is there is that, when you buy a car, do you follow the manual, the law to apply to the car?
You are supposed to.
You are
supposed to.
The man from Kalahari Desert.
You are supposed to now. Everything you buy, you should have the manual. That's what expect.
Okay.
Or what do you think?
Where is the manual for marriage? Who owns the marriage?
Everybody should write their own manual.
Yeah, God Almighty has the manual of the marriage. He's the owner of the marriage institution. Did he give law? Yes.
So what's the law? Is everyone...
When Adam and Eve sinned against God, who did God ask first? Was it not Adam?
Was I there?
And that shows that man is the head. The woman is an assistant. And then, even in Nigeria...
Wait, we'll come back. You say man is the head, the woman is the assistant.
Yes.
Wow.
That's how God made it. He did not ask Eve, what do you do? He asked Adam.
Assistant.
Adam was the first man here on earth.
Okay.
So he's the owner of the earth.
So we're not asking who owns the home. We're not asking who owns the marriage.
The marriage, not marriage.
We're not asking who owns the marriage. We're asking who owns the home.
The home. Who
heads? No heads.
Who should head?
The home.
Who should head?
The man is the head now, and it's also in the New Testament. God, man is the head of a woman.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You made your point.
That's actually her point and her opinion. We respect it.
But please, guys, hope you guys listened to our introductory comments. We took our time to identify different aspects that will be highlighted so like your thoughts could be guided. Do not stay in the general. I know this general talk. We already told you that the man is the head. The man is the head. Nobody is denying with your own facto. But what we're saying is, research and findings, not from our head, has shown that the reason most men lead in their houses in terms of decision and all that is because they were the breadwinners in the past. And that's a premise that, you know, was inherited traditionally by most Africans, by most Nigerians. Now we're saying that more and more women are leading, they are making money, they are also getting positions, you know. And if the reason men have been leading is as a result of them being breadwinner, does that mean that if a woman is a breadwinner, she automatically should be the head of the house in terms of decisions? Yes, automatically. We're also saying that should that be the reason someone should be the head, or whoever is doing most of the work in the household, in the home, should that person be the head of the home? Should that person run things? Would it be better? Will it be fair for it to happen? These are the two aspects that we want you to respond to. And to those who will quickly go to the Bible and say, remember, not everyone listening here is a Christian. Yeah. And okay, what do you say about those who are atheists, who do not believe
Muslims.
In any, or Muslim? What do you believe? What would you say about them? What do they also, what does their religion say? So when you're quoting religion, I'm not a fan of people who quote religion for general topics like this on radio, and it should not be encouraged. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, the talk continues.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
Welcome back. Hello. We have someone on the line already. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we talking to this morning?
This is Samuel.
Hi, Samuel.
Let's talk.
Hello.
Oh.
All right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
My second day, I wish you know. I'm calling from Ibafu.
Okay, great.
I'm a first-time caller.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
My contribution is this.
Okay.
No matter what happens, even if the woman is the breadwinner of the house, that doesn't make her the controller.
All right.
That doesn't mean she should be the head of the house. I think when you are talking about household core, in that aspect, it should be partnership. That is, they should do it together.
Okay.
They can assist one another. If the woman is weak for any reason, the man can come in. But when it is decision making, though it has to be jointly made, but the man should be the head. No matter what religion, if it is Muslim, ask the Muslims. They will tell you the man is the head of the house. Even the traditional worshippers too, they will tell you the same thing.
Okay.
It's not only the Christian that has done so.
All right.
Okay. Your position only holds in Europe.
All right.
Europe and America.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to address something. I think that a lot of us, or I don't know if we were able to
listen from the beginning.
You know, for to even help you understand our topic today.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's usually a very dicey place to find ourselves, especially when this topic comes up, when you hear things like, oh, the head of the home, the woman and that, the woman, and you know, the whole feminism thing comes to play and what have you. Now, today, we're not even asking who is the head of the home.
Yeah.
We're asking who truly owns the home, like who actually runs the home. Now, and I mean, Collins made, we asked a question saying that, is it who is more financially capable, or is it the person that actually does the runnings in the house, the hard work in the home?
Yep.
You know, who runs the home? That's what we're asking. We're not asking who is the head and who should be the head and not be the head.
Yeah, every single person can actually decide on what they want in the house. But we're saying that you... Who should run the who runs the home really? And from is from when you put a list, I say okay, because let me tell you, except men just want to stay and take pride in the real sense of it, the women are running every home. Most
okay,
homes
you have
are run by the women.
You have made your opinion
anyway,
known.
Let me hold it. I'm not saying
you have made your opinion known.
And I have an advice to most people, Jack.
Okay, so this person here, this Biodo sends a message, and he wants to, you know, drop a few points.
All right,
and I think that we should listen to this. He says, Biodo. This is Biodo, right? And, and he says, to lay a good foundation, man was formed or created while women are by products of an already created being, man. And he says, God brought women out of men to help men in all ramifications.
Okay.
But the unfortunate misinterpretation of God and the Bible from inception, even till now, made many believe women are to stay at home while men works to feed the home.
That's right.
Go back to Proverbs 30, a more than 2,000 years old book, and see how God commanded women to work hard to support their home and with submission to the man. Whether the woman or the man finances the home more, the man still remains the head that listens to the wife. All right, great. Thank you for that
message. All right. Head that listens to the wife.
Yeah. So Solibet from Ikorto says, what's up, Lagos? Great topic of discussion. For me, irrespective of who the breadwinner of the family is, the man is the head of the family. However, brilliant opinions from women should always count and be respected. The man and the woman are both partners in the moving the family forward.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's see now. Eminikon Fakwil from Kitu says, the one whose surname the children bears is the owner of the home. Nowadays, financial capability is only a privilege. All right. Francis from Ojo says, Andrea, it's women that owns the home. That they control it directly or indirectly.
Bam.
They choose who stays or grows, what food to eat, the school the kids go to, even the church. If the husband doesn't agree to this at least 90%, Collins, problems go deo.
Francis, you are a man. I know why I'm saying this, because it's easy for somebody to just stay from an egoistic point of view and say, the man. When it comes down to the reality, man, who really runs the home?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
More tweets are coming in here.
Also messages. I want to take this one.
Okay.
Somebody was calling me. Oh, goodness. Where is this message now?
All right. So let me take this while to get it fixed. That one said, right. Benedict Filton says, what's up, Lagos? Hi, Collins. Hi, Andrea. I think it's wrong if a woman is the breadwinner in a home, is treated with such disregard.
Okay.
I mean, she is the provider. Who says she can't lead?
Okay.
And that last female caller always... Okay, is it last female caller? I think that's Aluebi, Madam Ahigbe. He said, who says... Oh, sorry.
Says she can't lead, and the last male caller links everything to the Bible.
To the Bible. He said the last male caller always links everything to the Bible. Benedict, thank you so much for your comment. He's saying that once a woman is a breadwinner, she's the leader. That is he's going
that's his point of view.
His own point of view, mm-hmm. straight up. Thank you, Benedict, on Twitter. You can send yours with a hashtag TekeDimeji, hashtag NigeriaInfo, WL, hashtag tag Collins, Teke, tag Andrea, Teke, at NigeriaInfoFM. That's on Twitter.
All right. Oluwasego on WhatsApp here says, the family, the home, which is a family, is a relationship between the husband and wife plus kids. But like Andrea said, someone has to take the lead, whether richer, older, or whatever. The man leads the home by default, by status, and laid down principles, things.
All right.
Okay.
What principles? What status default? I mean, there are so many questions in those things. That looks like there's a premise. You know, and we started by saying that that premise was as a result of who provides. Not necessarily because the Bible says, because most people, when they want to defend that, you know, that position of who runs the home and all that, they always refer to the Bible or go to that default premise.
Yeah, yeah, which is the finances,
man, yes,
right?
Absolutely.
That the man is the one who is running the home because he is the one providing,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of people will still take it back to the book, the scripture, or the Bible, if you like,
yep,
and would say that, no, it's because God instructed the man and not the woman. There are people who have that, you know, and, you know, people go by that particular, principle, so to speak, that, okay, it's because God instructed the man to lead.
All right.
Right. Let's see. You don't have a name, but you're saying...
Okay.
I believe the home is run by both parties. Without one, the other is nothing because they both have their specific responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to lead? What does it mean to run the home, which you're asking?
That's a very good question.
Uh-huh.
What does it mean to lead? What does it mean to run the home?
Because you can't just be saying you are the leader.
What does it mean to take responsibility? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't just be saying you are your leader, the main leader. What does it mean? What's your definition of being the leader or running the home? We'd like to hear that too. Let's see who is on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Andrea. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
My name is Molara.
Hi.
Oh, great
to have you.
Thank you. Morning, Colin.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you this morning?
Remember, this topic is part of the ripple effect of yesterday's topic.
That's right.
I don't think there is anywhere that, especially in this part of the world, that the man is not the head. No one is disputing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No one is disputing that. The man is the head. But who actually runs the home?
Oh-ho.
And this topic came about because of the way somebody said yesterday, the house is mine, the wife is mine, and I decide everything. Why would I give her permission? Why should I take permission from her? I just tell her they are coming and they are coming. There's nothing she can do about it. That's how it came about. Should relationships be that way? Should it be such that someone lords it over the other? There are people who are rational enough to believe it's a joint effort.
Yeah.
Help me, I
help you. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I like the statistics you read out initially.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are still parts of this country, that it is the woman that will wake up in the morning, go on her bicycle, and
yes,
go to the park.
Yes. Yeah.
The man sits by under the tree playing draft and drinking ogogoro.
That's right.
Yes, he's the head.
And he's the head. That's right.
So that's your head.
That's why I asked that question. What does it mean? What does it mean?
Has to keep turning the head right, left, stabilizing and doing everything. So let's be, I don't know what word to use. Let's think very well. Nobody's disputing the fact that the man is the head.
Thank you.
Who runs the home?
Thank
good question.
You.
Thank you, Molara.
Thank you. I mean, I had to even bring that again. Nobody's saying, in fact, our question is not who is the head of the home.
Oh,
we're not asking that. We're saying who runs the home. And with all that we've said, you know, she even gave an illustration about the head and the neck. We've heard people say this a lot of times, that the woman is the neck and the man is the head. What if the head is too big for the neck to carry? And the neck is weak. The neck is tired. sometimes the head also has to be light. That head has to walk as well. That head has to be, you know, declutter to be light enough for the neck to lift that head.
So I'm not going to break the neck.
You don't break the neck.
Hmm.
That's right.
That's some deep. So my question is, he hanging there. What does it mean to run the home? And who runs the home?
I think that question is actually a very obvious one. It's just if people are still resisting to accept that.
So, if it's an obvious one, what's the obvious? Is the obvious stating that the man who is in the head
runs
is the one
home?
That running the home, or the woman who is the neck? The one. So if the woman who is the neck is the one running the home, there are questions,
and we need to answer these questions today.
Solibet
from Ikotun says, "What's up, Lagos? For me, irrespective of the breadwinner, I think this person said it earlier.
Yeah,
Solibet, we have taken your message. Thank you for resending." Sean from Dubai says, "Behind every successful man, there is also always a woman." Mm-hmm. That's to tell you, women run their homes more better than man. In every great man, there is always a woman behind him.
Wow.
Okay, so let's see.
How's
Emeka,
Dubai?
Emeka Okoro from Shomolu says, "Good morning, Nigeria Info. We earn more. Whether the man or the woman should not be a major determinant of how the home should be run. If both parties, the husband and the wife, mutually understand their responsibility and execute it, knowing clearly that they are both partners in progress, running the home is all about taking responsibilities as a leader, to be it a man or a woman. Therefore, the home is like a company run by the man and managed by the woman. In simple terms, the man is the CEO, the woman is the operation manager, while the children are stakeholders."
Emeka Okoro.
Thank you for this.
That reminds me of
Mr. Emmanuel. That said, children, board meetings
it's
and all.
Board meeting. I can't forget that.
But this is actually very deep.
Yeah.
This message is very deep and it has so much knowledge in it. If only
people can accept.
We can take to that. Because you see, I mentioned earlier, using the illustration of the head and the neck still, the head and the neck cannot function solely, individually. They cannot operate separately. They cannot, without each other. They work hand in hand. The neck has to be strong for the neck to carry the head. The head also has to be light enough for the neck to carry the head. So
who is carrying who?
I don't know.
No. I want to.
Lagos, Nigeria.
You are ahead and you are being carried. Anyway.
Don't leave me. You are the head and you are being carried. You are being carried by the what?
By the neck.
Moving on.
We didn't say anything. We're asking you.
0700-993-993-993. Let's see who we have. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I'm Barnabas calling from Bagada.
Great to have you.
Good to have you, Barnabas. Let's talk.
Yes. Your question, who runs the home?
Yes.
It is true that a man is the head of the house.
Okay.
The woman runs home.
Okay.
Because even though both man and woman, both of them went to office, when they come back, the woman will see a kitchen.
My brother.
And do
everything. The cooking.
The cooking and everything. Even though both of them want to go to work in the morning, the woman will wake up
earlier,
pass the children and send them for them to prepare for school.
Correct.
Okay.
The woman runs the home. The man is the head of the house.
All right.
I know your question is who runs the home.
Yes.
The woman runs the home, not man at all.
Okay, great.
My own now is just for me to go work and bring money and my wife is doing other things.
But in a situation where both of you are working, is it fair that the woman is still the one waking up alone to ensure that everything is set early? Is it also fair that when you guys come back, she's the only one? What is the role of the man, the head, the leader, the head of the house in that situation?
God bless you.
You know there is some duties that a woman really carries at home.
Okay.
There is some duty.
Like?
In terms of maybe, although when there is love, you don't need to say, okay, this is a woman duty. You can assist your woman, bone the kitchen, bone everything, and other things.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lack. No, man, I just crossed my leg for balance.
You see? And is that fair? Is that fair?
Well done.
Well done. Come on,
we'll
I'm going.
See you.
Come,
thank
I'm
you.
Going.
Thank you. Bye. Anymore. Thanks. Bye.
Which
you see. I think
that's why we're having this conversation.
Yeah. I like the fact that he mentions that you know the woman actually does run the home. You see, even if both of them are the ones bringing food to the table, she's still both of them will go out just like both of us. I told you this thing yesterday that in as much as I have a help, I still get to do the work because you know, yeah, we go out together.
Mm-hmm.
We go to work. We come back almost the same time, right? And instead of me to rest, I'm still going back to the kitchen. Sometimes I go to the market to get things and come back and still cook. Mm-hmm. I feed the whole family, including you. I make sure that, you know, my baby is well taken care of. He's fed. He's, you know, having his bath. Before I even think of myself to rest or to even eat. Sometimes I don't even get to eat because I'm too exhausted to eat.
So in that role, in that place now, what's the role of the man? What's my role? Do I sometimes...
I think you should answer it.
Yeah, I realize sometimes I frown at you doing more. I try to reduce.
Yeah.
Simply, what's this one? What's this one? Which cooking? I better cancel this one. It's all about what you eat. Leave me. I know it. I'm the man, you know. I had to do that just to get you off the work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, when I say it's a necessary work, sometimes, not all the time, but most times, actually, I come through to support with the work.
That's right.
All right. The only challenge we have from time is that when me, I want to do the work. And when you want to do the work, we clash.
Different,
So you now want it, you are doing it now.
I want it at your doing time. Like you want to do it at your time.
I want to do it. Just let me do it when I want to do it. And you're like, do it now. And then because of that, you go ahead and do it. I'm like, why? When I see you do it, I'll have forcefully, sometimes I'll join, sometimes I'll grumble. And go. but here's the point. You cannot say it's the woman's job to take care of the home.
When she also still provides, when she also still goes out to work, she also still do. In fact, I think that it should be a case of we're partnering this. We're trying to work things out. But when it comes, you know, I was discussing this with you, I think some time back, where I said that I really want you to step up as a leader in some aspect, right? I said, you know, we're living together, but someone has to start up, stand up to leadership position where you make some decisions on behalf of the family without necessarily bringing me in, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, of course, when it's a decision that the family
has to sit down,
then we sit down. But the decisions, I just say, okay, because you're the leader, you've made this decision, and then it's our job to say, okay, great, I trust the leadership capacity or the leadership
abilities
that you possess, and say, okay, I agree to this because you have made the right decision.
Absolutely,
right. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want, and that's what I think that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time you're trying to lord over me. I think that there should be times where, okay, as a man, I need to step up here.
Yeah.
This is my job. It's my responsibility. I'm the leader here. And
take responsibility.
Mm-hmm. In fact, leaders do more of the sacrificial jobs than even the woman. But in most cases, we've heard, in fact, here in this part of the world, we're seeing where it is a woman and the man does not even care.
Oh.
And they are the leaders. As a leader, you should take sacrificial steps than the woman who is not the leader, in quote.
Yeah. And in talking about leadership, guys, I think it's a position, it's a question of responsibility. It's not by what the premise. My own definition of leadership is not what the premise is. You are a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so what makes you a leader is what you do. So that means in most cases, the woman can be the leader sometimes.
That's right.
In making decision because you trust that she would make a better decision.
That's right.
And let me advise, like I was advised by the elder ones that have seen more than me. Say, if you want to fix your home, make a woman that you have said, this is my woman, make her the leader. Make her the leader. If not, whether you say you are the leader or not, she's still the leader at the end of the day. I'm telling you. We just can't come and say it like that on radio. But the truth is, she's still the leader at the end of the day. She runs the home.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what's going on with everybody in the house. She knows more. Even you, when you're looking for things, who do you ask? When you're looking for things in the house that you say is my house, who do you ask?
And then eventually, when you want to make decisions, right? Even as the leader that you hold yourself, as the leader that you are, the head that you are, even when you want to make some decisions, you cannot just make a decision without involving the woman eventually, yep. without involving your partner, you know. So I think that it's going to be a co-leading thing, so to speak. But, you know, most of the time, because of, yeah, everybody's going by, and God has said the man is the head. Mm. So leave him is the head. Let him rule. But you as the head, are you actually...
The head?
Not even that. I'm saying, are you actually taking the role of leadership? Are you actually doing what heads do? Are you, apart from being financially able, because women also can be financially able. Yep. So you as the man, what extra are you doing aside being financially able that That's right. qualifies you to be the head?
That's right. So what does it mean to be the head? What's your understanding of being the head? Some people think it's to cross leg in the sitting room and watch TV while they're preparing the food.
I mean, we've had, what's his name now? That's what he said, man. You take one bottle of one thing and you sit down and cross leg. Well done.
Some people think it's to eat food when it's available. What does it mean to be the head? Some people think it's all about providing. So I want to hear what you listening to me right now, what does it mean to be the head? And who, our main question is, who runs the home?
Yeah. I'm back again.
All right, you have 30 seconds since you've called before.
Okay, my darling.
Yes, quickly.
What is there that once a man and the children observe that the man do not provide the necessity at home, they don't respect the man, and therefore the headship is down. And then a woman ought not to be muzzled when he's still treading out home. If after a woman has given birth to the number of children he wants, he cannot start doing business or working. So a woman ought to be treated as queen. Don't you have housemaid? The Bible says that a servant is better than riches. So okay. She ought to be the supervisor.
All right.
The mathematical setting both of you are displaying here is not helping my daughter. I will arrest you.
Okay, I don't know what... Did you understand that?
I didn't
that?
Get that, trust
but,
me.
But I got the point where you say you should help. I mean, it's always a problem, man, when people don't get to understand.
I have help. I think she's saying that, that women should be treating as queen. Why she should be the one to do all the job? I know, I get it.
Whose job?
I have a helper home.
Whose job?
I choose to do some things myself, not because I'm being enslaved to do it. Right. I think that's what she should understand.
Okay, she was talking to you directly. Ne?
Yeah, that we're not helping her daughter. So that daughter will not have the mentality that she is a slave. No, we're not.
What up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hi. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes.
Lovely family.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
We're good. We're all doing fine.
Yeah, I'm a first time caller on your show.
Woo!
Great to have you.
Great to have you.
I'm a fan of Nigeria Ipo.
Oh, fantastic.
Morning to night, all the programs are existing.
Good to know. Great. So let's talk.
Yeah, concerning this...
Who runs the home?
Yes, ruler of the home. I want to bring in something from there which has been a puzzle to me very long time now.
Okay.
I hear it from so many people always that cooking is African culture. Woman cooking in the kitchen is African culture. Doing in the doing house chores is African culture. But I think we see some other part of the world. I do watch this Z World of Fame and all that. They are not Africans.
Mm-hmm.
But I always see the women, the wives in the kitchen.
Okay.
I mean, in some other films I watch, I always see the women in the kitchen cooking. And that doesn't mean they are slave or they are doing everything. You find the woman in the kitchen cooking, then why you find the husband maybe in the compound doing one or two things and all that. So it's disturbing my brain when people say African culture, African culture, African culture. I think there is a projection somewhere.
Okay. Do you need clarity? Do you need clarity about that? Or you just, you know, want to make your submission?
Well, you can come up with one thing or the other that will give me clarity.
Okay. Help you with clarity. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for a call. We'll be going on a short break. When we come back, we might give you a little bit of clarity and also we'll continue the conversation. Don't change the dial.
Rough? No, don't let it. All right, the remix of that song, Keystar featuring Davey
Oh.
Vocalistic.
Mm-hmm.
Vocalistic and featuring DeVito.
Okay.
The title Kista. Really, what are they saying? Sometimes I'm listening to these songs and I'm like, what are they really saying? And we're going ahead and on. Yo, yo, kids, go, kids. What?
I heard Tule inside, at
what
least.
What is Tule?
Like, open it down.
Is that what it means? That's Yoruba now.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean? Is that what...
No. Davido said it like, in the future.
Davido
said Tule.
Okay,
Davido
said Tule.
That's what I heard. But the beat. But the beat.
Boom, 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 boom. It's all right, but it's good music. It's good music and we're enjoying it. I hope that you're having a good time listening to that. It's 11:40 on the clock right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. You're still hanging out with the Techies. My name is Andrea Otuobi. Teke.
And I'm Colin. A 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, a 8, a 9, a 10, 11, a 12. Take care.
Wow, 12 good seconds just to mention your name. Well done, oh.
I mean, I can't do a show for 2 hours and then I can't spend at least a minute or 2 minutes to mention my name.
Well done.
For what?
Well done.
Anyways, 41 minutes. No, I don't say it that way. It's 19 minutes to the top of the hour. We should be wrapping this up with a conversation.
We
so far, so good. We've heard enough,
actually. And then there's a lot of messages on WhatsApp.
Maybe we should rush them and then get into the family game.
That's right.
Because it's a Good Friday edition of the family fun game. So, guys, we're going to have fun playing game. You represent your family.
Okay, so let's go on. MacPherson Ikaria says, this is his sending this message from Ijego. And he says, what's up, Lagos, Collins and Andrea? Thanks for the good job you're doing. The man may be the breadwinner. He may be the head of the home, but truth be said, the woman is the one that runs the home. The Bible makes the woman a helpmate, but she runs the home. I have been married 31 years now, and I know what I'm saying. If the man says, I am the head, the woman says, I'm the neck, and must direct the movement of the head. Did you hear it?
Oh-ho.
Did you hear it? That is someone who has been married for 31 years, and you who have not even...
Say it again, though.
Okay.
Say it. He said, the head and the neck. I heard that and neck there.
All right, I'll take the message again. So this is coming from MacPherson Ikaria from Ijego, and he says, what's up, Lagos? Uh-huh. Collins and Andrea, thanks for the good job you're doing. Mm-hmm. The man may be the breadwinner, may be the head of the home, but truth be said, the woman is the one that runs the home.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible makes the woman a helpmate, but she runs the home. I have been married for 31 years now, and I know what I'm saying. If the man says I'm the head, the woman says I'm the neck, and must direct the movement of the head. The head, you cannot walk on your own without the head telling you, okay, turn this way, don't turn this way. If you like it, don't respond. Be going straight.
You can't go straight. You can't move.
You can't even move.
So the neck, what is the neck? You now break the neck.
Right.
So those people who are giving their women a lot of stress.
Trouble. They must have broken that neck.
Calling them names.
Yeah.
Even abusing them in different ways. Please stop it. I know that you might have reasons to do that, but no matter
what
the reason.
What?
Reason I'm being real. I'm not trying to sound like it. To somebody who's doing something, do you think they don't have reason? To the person who's doing something wrong, he has a reason. That's what I'm saying. Okay, whatever your reason is, I know you have.
Okay.
We know.
Okay.
And you, if I hear your side, you'll be like, you know, you don't know this woman. You know, but please, stop it.
Okay.
It's the neck. If you break, you can't move.
That's right.
You might think you can just move away. Once you have committed yourself with a woman, that's what I believe. You can't move. You can't just decide. You can't just do anyhow. You can't just... It is what it is.
That's right.
Right? And if you're a woman also, you're the one who's the abusive one. Please, change your ways. You understand? You are the neck. You are broken yourself. So how would the head move? You understand what I'm saying? So guys, my only two... I love from that senior married man with 31 years
yeah.
who mentioned with experience.
That's right. That's
thank you so much. It's really good to hear. So there's a tweet here. I don't know if Andrea should take this or I should. Okay. The tweet is...
While you're looking for the tweet, Timmy from Ikotun says, the breadwinner doesn't necessarily run the home. Neither is the person who runs the home necessarily the breadwinner. This should not be a difficult... This should not be too difficult to figure out. And the person is crying. We feel your pain, right. Timmy.
Humble Oladoyin Solomon says, Collins, Nigeria Info, and Andrea. Andrea, take care. I hail you pass.
So I hail you pass. Bro, I hail you. I high for you. You gave high to me. And he's hailing you more. I love that.
We hail you too.
He said, I would like to thank you guys, mostly Andrea, the home builder of our time. Okay? Aww. You're the home builder of our time. Write it down. All right? He said, because of how you have touched my life, I would like to give marriage a chance.
Aww.
Wow.
Wow. And I pray for you that you will find the woman that will compliment you, because that's where it starts, right? I pray that you find the woman that will compliment you.
Fantastic.
That would make marriage easy for you. That will make marriage sweet for you, because that's, I mean, that's actually the plan of marriage.
It should be sweet.
It should be sweet.
It should be enjoyed and not endured. Some people are enduring,
You should have, you should feel so much, you know, happiness and joy that you'll be like,
But hold on a second.
That's an in-house joke anyway.
You know, the challenge, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are also challenges too. The sweetness does not come without challenges. There will be challenges.
Yeah.
But you can't allow that to weigh you. In life, are there no challenges?
There are.
You move around Lagos freely. Some people have not had lights now for like 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
Is that not a challenge? Have you now said, no, I'm leaving Lagos. I'm destroying this. I cannot take it anymore. Have you said that?
All right. So Uduak here says, good morning, the techies. I think the home is being run by the woman. I work as the housekeeper to a very busy woman. Mm. As busy as she is, she still finds time to cook for the family. The husband sometimes cook too. This is sounding so familiar. This is sounding like what happens in my house. Yeah, I have a housekeeper, but I also, and as busy as I am, I still get to cook.
Yeah.
I still sometimes go to the market. I still, in fact, she doesn't bath my baby. I bath my baby myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So more messages. Let's take that. But guys, before she takes the next message, please, you want to play the game, you are free to play.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun. Play the game. It's head-to-head or her game.
That's right.
We also have just a minute. We'll give one person the opportunity to win 10,000 Naira.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you have the highest score of the day. So if you want to play, which is powered by Creditville, you let us know which of the games you're playing, and then we'll do that right here. Hey, we want to give a shout-out to Happy Weekend. Oh, Happy Weekend, sir. Happy Weekend, ma. Happy Weekend. Happy Good Friday. Happy Holiday. You have the right to do just that right here on the show. So if you are listening to us, let's do this.
Okay. Benita EJ says, good morning, the techies.
Yep.
The answer to who runs the home is not negotiable. Some men are just finding it difficult to take in the fact that a woman should have little authority in the home. Such men should take care of the home front for just 3 days.
They go no offer.
I love this. Just 3 days, not 1 week, oh, 3 days. Then they would see that being the head of the home is different from running the home. Thank you very much for that.
Right.
I saw a video of this woman and the man. They had just one son, and she, you know, was doing no help. So she cooks, she cleans, she does everything for the boy and also the husband. So this day they were sitting on their dining table and ready to eat. And as she was serving, something fell off the plate or something like that. And he says, won't you go get something to clean it? That's the husband talking to the wife. And she went ahead to clean it. Now she had a very, this certain day, she had a very important meeting to go for that would last her a day or two, I think. And then she left the home and told him what and what to do. And then, you know, she left. The period of the time that she wasn't available, that meant he had to do all the things that she used to do.
Yep.
The cooking, the cleaning, the taking care of the boy and everything. And, you know, he kept looking for spoon. He kept looking for salt. He kept looking for, you know, and he realized that, exactly, there are a lot of work to do, even the laundry. Now, when she came back, he wanted to serve her, welcome, and he gave her what to eat. And the same thing happened. Something dropped from his hand. And she was like, please, can I have that? And the next thing was, but you know that I have been walking the whole day. That's the man telling him, telling the wife now. I've been walking the whole day. Can't you see? Why can't you just help me out and pick that up yourself? And she had to let him understand that that is exactly how it feels when I do this on a daily basis.
Now, when it comes to you also do something by yourself as a man, that's why you remember that it's a man's, it's a woman's role. You know, some time ago, we had a conversation about what role who has where in the house and all that. And we realized that it's got to be a partnership. It's got to be an agreement.
That's right.
It's got to be as every situation comes, as it could be. Mm. Not to say every day you wake up, it's a woman that should do this. Woman, except if you guys have agreed and there is no, there are no reasons, so to speak, for the woman to complain. But if you as a person, you are seeing that this person has overworked herself, it's just normal.
Yeah.
Not that you start carrying. And then, guys, your house is your house, man. Stop using other people's, people they run their matter to take on your own.
That's right.
Man, it doesn't work that way. You're two different human beings. No human beings are the same. So no two relationships will ever be the same.
Yeah, I know that people say, oh, this great couple, amazing people, they must be doing something right.
Yeah.
Right? You want to know and learn from them. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you cannot be that couple. Your couple cannot be that couple.
Yeah.
In a sense, you need to devise what would work for you and your partner.
That's right. That's right. But there's a spark somewhere and can be found in communication. And that's how we end this conversation, really. There are a lot of messages.
I tell you.
I want to kiss somebody. So we should not play. Okay, we should just play just a minute, right?
Yeah.
No family game.
Okay.
All right, let's take some messages and then play. Give one person the opportunity to play just a minute and give a shout out to loved ones, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
But not to forget, you have the rest of the day to listen to Nigeria Info. So whatever we miss, you will find it as we move forward.
Okay, Sean from Festrack says, hi, Andrea and Collins. What's up, Lagos?
What up?
Sean says, please, oh, the woman runs the home. She determines everything happening in the home. She is the foundation holding her home together.
Mm.
Just like animals, take the lion, for example. He's the only one there for protection, but the female lions do everything to keep everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
Indirectly and psychologically, even in some homes, some women even filter friends for their men. Right.
Yes.
I agree. Yep. I mean, I know the kind of friends I accept Collins around. I mean, he knows. I don't even need to say anything.
Right.
My body language is enough. It is enough. Or my eyes.
Mm.
It's enough to let him understand that guy. Could make sense.
And I'll just challenge myself. Because I'm looking for new friends, guys.
Yeah, true. Collins needs new friends.
I'm looking for new friends. I've been lonely a bit, guys. I won't lie. Live life.
You're making me
not lonely, like, you know. I'm looking for new friends. If you have sense, you know where you're going, you have plan for your life.
Yeah, we can hang out.
Hit me up, we can hang out, we'll talk.
We also need couple friends as well.
Yeah.
I think we need couple friends.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do, right? Yeah, if you're also in that position, maybe we should. Yeah, but no. Oh, see, we have screener.
But I like that you put this out, though.
I don't know, it just
happened.
I think
because we're different, we decide to just keep our circle really small.
Yeah.
And keeping it really small, we have actually, to some extent, isolated ourselves.
Yeah, somehow.
So we don't really have friends,
like
so to
that.
Speak. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be nice. If you're a person with guesses, we're open to having friends. We're open to being your friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mr. Nice Man from Calabar, he says he's reaching us from the People's Paradise in Calabar. He said, take it, Dimeja. Hey, Luna.
We hail you too. All right. Pius Obawale says, there will be... he says, what's up, Lagos? Oga Collins. There is no doubt that women are mainly responsible for taking care of the home. An African adage says, the beauty of an African woman is to taking care of her husband's house in all ramification. Any woman that complains, which means she is not ready at all. According to African culture, women must bear, that's what makes you wife. And husband is to provide.
Hey.
Okay. If a woman provides, which means she is helping the house, she's helping the husband. This situation has caused a lot of divorce. Okay.
Divorce.
A lot of divorce in African society. And he says, thanks. There will be individual differences every time. But do you know that God took a rib of a man to build a woman? So running the house does not mean, we are talking about the head. A manager is not a leader, but a leader can be a manager. You cannot use what is personally affecting you at home to answer the question because this is general analysis.
My friend, come on there. You're still at the level of...
Where you said my friend, come on there.
Pius, you're my guy. One-on-one, can have a conversation. Come on there. Hello,
okay.
Please. If you're still at that level of someone from the reap, from someone from... Like we said, no two relationships are the same.
He said we should not use our perspective.
No.
We should not use our life material. I mean, our what? What did he say again? We should not use your personal experience in the home. So we should not use what is affecting us.
I do know our personal experience.
He said we should not use what is affecting us.
Anyway,
come and be talking on the radio.
Anyway, every opinion is expected, like you say. But, you know, try to understand. It's okay when you're rigid with where you have stood over the years. I don't expect you to change that now. But you should always understand
that there's room for learning and relearning. You can't stay in a position for many years. How has that helped our families? How has that helped our relationships? He's saying that the man is this, the man is that, and the woman should be this and be that. There are no hard and fast world rules around this, and I stand by that any day, any time.
Yes, I want to...
1 minute!
Yeah, I want to quickly address the guy that said he needed clarity. Is there time for that?
No, let's quickly play just a minute, because... Okay. All right, you can attend that for 30 seconds because we need to pick some bills from our sponsors of Just a Minute, Creditville. All right, and from there, you can address that.
All right.
But we have one person to win 10,000 Naira, and that could be you.
Okay.
Before it ends. So in... Yeah?
0700-993-993-993.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll be back.